Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive beyond third. Jacoby can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boggs moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett bunts towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. Boggs moves to third. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boggs tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas takes first base on ball 4. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman strikes out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Bernazard steals second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-0 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a line drive towards the mound. Candiotti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive towards third. Boggs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tabler moves to second. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Tabler scores. Jacoby moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jacoby tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Evans reaches second base with a double. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Armas takes first base on ball 4. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Evans moves to third. Two outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a line drive into right field. Evans picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Evans. Carter moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carter moves to third. One out. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jacoby moves to third. Bando moves to second. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-3 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Armas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gedman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thornton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-2 in the game. Gedman takes first base on ball 4. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tabler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Tabler moves to third. Joe Sambito now pitching. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bando strikes out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bernazard is walked intentionally. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-4 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards second. Barrett scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Stanley now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Carter hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-4 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis Nixon pinch runs for Mel Hall. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nixon. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Nixon steals second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nixon moves to third. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a line drive towards third. Boggs catches it and steps on third to double up Nixon. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell pinch hits for Spike Owen. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.